Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is September 21, 2020. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments in fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Google Pay introduces tap-to-pay option for SBI card users in India. Ingenico, turn cloud to offer payment solutions for retailers in Taiwan. Commercial Bank of Kuwait, Thales team up to boost mobile payments. In-car payments will exceed $86 BLN in 2025. Fleetcor to acquire cross-border payments provider AFEX. AppDirect secures $185 MLN of funding to fuel global expansion. PayBright, beauty counter partner to offer clean beauty to more shoppers in Canada. Logic, Yap to offer merchant advances and buy now, pay later services in Indonesia. Now let's get started. Google Pay introduces tap-to-pay option for SBI card users in India. India-based credit card issuer SBI Card has announced a collaboration with Google to enable customers to use their cards on Google Pay platform. Users will now be able to make card payments using Google Pay app on their Android smartphones in three modes, via tap and pay at near-field communication (NFC) enabled point-of-sale terminals, by scanning Bharat QR code at the merchant, as well as online payments without using the physical credit card. The launch is in line with SBI Card's endeavor to promote zero-contact, digital forms of payments for safe and enhanced customer experience. The brand has a customer base of over 1 crore. As smartphone penetration in India soars, credit cards have also changed form to reside securely on the mobile phone. According to the company, the partnership with Google opens up a new payment route for our customers using smartphones. Ingenico, turn cloud to offer payment solutions for retailers in Taiwan. Ingenico and turn cloud have joined forces to offer a new Android solution for retailers in Taiwan. The Ingenico AECRC9 offers a one-shop smart cash register and a secure payment terminal that unlocks the full potential of the Android ecosystem and cloud solution, with effortless integration of Android or other Ingenico terminals. This all-in-one solution has a full spectrum of connectivity such as Ethernet, USB host, serial and cash drawer, as well as wireless. With TurnCloud Android ECR software, the AECRC9 empowers merchants to provide a more personalized experience by accessing the consumer's purchase history and information while fostering brand trust with consumers by ensuring accuracy and reducing accidental purchase. Ingenico AECRC9 is a new generation Android electronic cash register integrating the concept of Internet Plus with dual 15.6-inch touchscreen both cashier and customers-facing screens. It also comes with wireless connectivity such as 4G and Wi-Fi, camera and printer. AECRC9 also offers other peripheral attachment options such as barcode scanners or electronic scale. Commercial Bank of Kuwait, Thales team up to boost mobile payments. French-based payment gateway Thales has announced it is supplying Commercial Bank of Kuwait with its Gemalto Trusted Services Hub, GTH. A tokenization process allows the secure digitalization of debit and credit cards on Android handsets, protecting users' personal data against fraudsters. To get access to this service, CBK customers just have to download CBK mobile banking application on their Android smartphones and register their payment cards securely in the mobile application. In just a few seconds, the payment cards are set at disposal in the app, in their digital versions, ready to be selected and used for purchases. The app, which also integrates Thales Gemalto SDK, Software Development Kit, can then be used as a mobile wallet to make swift and straightforward payments at contactless points of sales. Thales solution is a cloud-based, turnkey service that facilitates secure tokenization. The physical card's details are converted into a digital token that can be embedded easily into devices such as smartphones and wearables. Moreover, the level of protection of the encrypted token prevents fraudsters from getting access to users' sensitive data, which ensures the highest standards of fraud protection. In-car payments will exceed $86 BLN in 2025. A new study from Juniper Research has found that the value of in-car payments, where a payment is made via embedded vehicle systems, will reach $86 billion in 2025, up from just $543 million in 2020. The report recommended that, in order to support this growth, established payments vendors must be included within collaborative ecosystems, to ensure that requirements such as security via tokenization and integration with digital wallets are achieved effectively. These elements will be critical in establishing in-car payments as a viable channel and, if ignored, will likely see initiatives fail to achieve widespread adoption. The new research, in vehicle payments, adoption, vendor positioning and market forecasts 2020-2025, found that fuel and electric vehicle charging payments will be the leading area for in-car payments adoption, accounting for 77% of payments by value in 2025. This will be largely due to the high number of anticipated future partnerships in this area, as well as the ease of migrating existing mobile payment solutions into in-car systems. The research found that voice commerce will be a major supporting factor in the in-car payments market. The increasing integration of voice assistants within the vehicle systems, not just via smartphone mirroring, will enable drivers to make e-commerce purchases from behind the wheel in a seamless way. This will drive other in-car payments, including e-commerce, food and drinks to over $11 billion in 2025, from just $12 million in 2020. Fleetcor to acquire cross-border payments provider AFEX. Global business payments company Fleetcor has announced it has signed a definitive agreement to acquire Associated Foreign Exchange, AFEX, a cross-border payment solutions provider. According to the press release, by acquiring AFEX, Fleetcor will build upon its corporate payments line of business and strengthen its position in the industry. The transaction is expected to close in the first quarter of 2021, subject to regulatory approval and standard closing conditions. AFEX delivers cross-border payment solutions that help SMBs break down currency barriers to grow internationally. The company focuses on providing international accounts payables products for businesses typically underserved by banks. With more than 35,000 customers and over $22 billion in annual volume, AFEX is one of the world's largest non-bank cross-border payment solution providers, processing global payments in more than 100 currencies. Fleetcor simplifies the way businesses manage and pay their expenses. The Fleetcor portfolio of brands help companies automate, secure, digitize, and control payments on behalf of their employees and suppliers. Both companies offer ERP-integrated cross-border payment and risk management solutions to businesses. AppDirect secures $185 MLN of funding to fuel global expansion. Subscription commerce platform AppDirect has announced investments of $185 million from Kesta DPT et Placement du Cubic, CDPQ, and existing investors. According to the press release, the $185 million in funding brought the total equity raised by AppDirect to approximately $465 million. The initiative comes as the world of products and one-time transactions has transformed into a new era of subscription commerce with predictable, recurring revenue for everything from software and consumer media streaming services to heating and air conditioning maintenance. However, many companies are running into the limits of their subscription billing tools, making it difficult to bring products to market quickly. Therefore, the investment will help organizations that need to support full subscription commerce. The transition includes integrating commerce flows from any online or offline sales channels while at the same time meeting customer demand for instant provisioning of tools and services. AppDirect opens vast options for organizations to quickly launch, scale, and transform their subscription business. The AppDirect platform powers millions of subscriptions worldwide, transforming commerce for companies like Vodafone, Keller Williams, ADP, Honeywell, and Deutsche Telekom, while connecting their customers to the solutions they need to reach their full potential in the digital economy. PayBright, beauty counter partner to offer clean beauty to more shoppers in Canada. Canada-based installment payments company PayBright has partnered with Beauty Counter. According to the press release, thanks to the partnership, Canadian makeup and skincare enthusiasts shopping on Beauty Counter's Canadian website are enabled to purchase their preferred clean beauty and personal care products by paying later in 4 bi-weekly, interest-free installments. Moreover, PayBright's Buy Now, Pay Later plans continue to grow in popularity among Canadians. According to a recent Global News report, installment payment providers like PayBright are attractive among consumers, as they can be a cheaper alternative to traditional credit card purchases. Furthermore, Beauty Counter is among many Canadian retailers who have added this popular payment option in 2020, a proactive response to the increased consumer demand for PayBright's Buy Now, Pay Later option. To date, more than 6,500 domestic and international merchants offer PayBright's pay-in-4 or monthly plans to consumers shopping in the beauty, fashion, electronics, healthcare, home goods, and other industries. PayBright was the first integrated installment payment solution for e-commerce sales in Canada. It also offers installment payments in-store, providing a unified omni-channel experience. Unlike other installment payment options, PayBright does not require consumers to sign up for a credit card and does not charge hidden fees, retroactive interest, or revolving interest charges. Logic, Yap to offer merchant advances and Buy Now, Pay Later services in Indonesia. Global provider of e-commerce and fintech business solutions Logic has partnered with Yap, a fintech venture of Comviva to offer credit-based financial services. According to the press release, the services will be offered through Logic's iPay Logic e-wallet and Go Logic hyper-local food delivery mobile platforms, and includes cash advance for merchants and Buy Now, Pay Later BNPL options for consumers. Moreover, through its partnerships with digital wallet providers, online payment gateways, and point-of-sale aggregators, Yap enables financial service providers to underwrite and service new-to-credit customer segments. The company applies proprietary artificial intelligence and machine learning algorithms on massive amounts of alternate data to help providers create a profitable customer portfolio. Therefore, with Logic, Yap gains a channel partner for the Indonesian market where 50% of the population of 264 million people do not have access to traditional banking services, according to the Economy C report, while nearly 70% of the population uses a smartphone daily. To address the growing market opportunity, Logic will leverage Yap XS proprietary technology and expertise in scoring, decisioning, and lending lifecycle management, and deliver a full range of financial products that it can distribute through the established network of PayLogic and GoLogic mobile users. This includes consumer and merchant cost plus financing, like checkout financing, BNPL, merchant cash advance and airtime credit or top-ups. The companies expect to complete the integration of their fintech platforms before the end of 2020. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again PayCademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.